When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
If someone feels like they are stuck in scarcity, and I like this idea, I want to be more generous, but I don't have much to give. I feel stuck, I'm in debt, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, I'm burnt out. What would you say would be the first three things they could do to turn their scarce life into an abundant life?
I would say MVP. So, you know, as an athlete, that means most valuable player. It's also an acronym for meditation, visualization, and prayer. And I do my best. I'm certainly no guru, and I have a lot of work to do on myself. But I've come a long way over these 25 years of deeply working on myself. And these days I spend from 4 o'clock to 4:45 in MVP, meditation, visualization, and prayer. And it works. An insecurity you want to move through, a scarcity that's bothering you, you meditate on it, you visualize yourself being generous and brave and stronger and radiating goodness and strength in a world of emerging darkness, and then you pray. And I believe every prayer is heard. It's powerful. So that would be one tool. Another tool is remember that gift giving doesn't mean you have to do something material. I just learned this incredible Japanese philosophy called intoku, which is secret gift giving.
Secret gift giving.
Secret gift giving.
Without someone knowing you gave it.
Well, Lewis, I think a gift given with the expectation of a reward isn't a gift, it's a trade. If I give you a gift and I go, I hope I get this from you, then it's not a gift. And at some level, you're going to sense it. The second tactic would be give secret gifts that nobody knows about.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be anything material. It could be, I'm staying in a hotel here, I'm visiting you in Los Angeles. It could be simply understanding a room cleaner is going to come into the room after I leave to come on the School of Greatness. Let me make sure the room is clean. Let me make the bed. Let me put the towels in the bathtub. Let me straighten up the room and leave a nice tip because someone's mother or father, son or daughter is going to be cleaning this room. That's a gift. I think that's a gift. So we can give gifts that way. In the book, I actually talk about, it's full of philosophy and tactics, but I talk about the power of thank you notes. That's not expensive, but writing a thank you note to your mentor in this world of digital, writing a thank you note to someone you meet on an airplane or in a train or what I love to do when I'm on the road, I'll love to write a letter to mom and dad. My dad is going to be 87 in June.
Wow.
And just telling him, you know, what a force he's been in my life. Or writing a letter to my partner, Al, or my kids, or of course, my mom. So I think there's lots of things we can do to be generous, and then it's a practice. The more you practice it, the more generous we automatically become.
MVP, meditation, visualization, prayer, gift giving, and gift giving in secret, and thank you notes, physical thank you notes. I think those are three inspiring and practical things that people could start to do. And if you don't have an hour a day to do the MVP, you could do 5 minutes a day. You can give a gift once a day. You can write a thank you note once a week. It doesn't have to be all time consuming, but I really love this process of getting outside of self and thinking of others. And I think that's a great step to turning yourself into more selfish or scarce thinking into abundance and opportunities and synchronicities into your life. So I love this process. And I don't think a lot of people think about this enough. I don't think they're thinking about how can I be generous in gift giving? How can I be generous in my acknowledgement? You know, something I love to do on this show for 11 years is acknowledge the guest in front of me. And I started with acknowledgement with you. I believe we talked about the power of intention right before we got on. It's like setting an intention and acknowledging people. You mentioned people love to be seen. And if we can get out of self and think about others in some form or way, that unlocks a door to abundance. So I love this strategy and I love these steps.
I would even say, Lewis, with our work, a job is only a job if we see it as a job. And I think many people miss the opportunity for generosity as well as mastery. That's why it's the fourth form of wealth and the wealth money can't buy. Seeing your work as your craft, seeing your work as noble, you're a coder, you're a yoga teacher, you're an airline pilot, an astronaut, a teacher, a firefighter. And you say, I'm on a mission. I want to be BIW, best in world at what I do. And there's a chapter in the book called Make Your Project X. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, in my observation, I say this respectfully, but they suffer from chasing every shiny toy that shows up. What I'm talking about with the Project X concept is, in a world where we push out so much content and we rush to constantly be pushing out many things at mediocrity, I would say be one of those rare souls who takes a year or 3 years. Or Lewis, I talk about it in the book, the Duomo in Milan, 600 years to finish it and master it.
Wow.
Are you willing? Are we willing to spend 600 years on our Taj Mahal, our Eiffel Tower, our Moonlight Sonata, our Catcher in the Rye?
Wow.
And I think, you know, you got me on this topic of generosity. I just think it's so powerful. I spent a year of my life on this book. I can get into my writing process if you're interested, but I suffered, but it was a beautiful suffering, but I suffered through so many drafts, so many iterations, so many resistances, like this sentence can't be done, you can't do this, that. But I think once we push our best out into the world through our Project X, it's an act of, may I say it, love.
Wow.
It's certainly an act of generosity. And I think this world needs more astonishment in it, more magic.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.